purpose. They kill the kids ritually. They drain the blood out of the children while they're still alive, just the way they like to kill animals. They drain the blood out of the children while the kids are still alive. They do the most terrible tortures on them, like the boys. They'll circumcise the boy. They'll put a plate of a crown of thorns on his head and then blindfold him, slap him in the face, all mocking the sufferings of Christ. And after they take all the blood out of the child and he dies, they use this blood for their black magic ceremonies. One of the things they do with this blood is they mix it into the Passover bread. It's like monsters they make, and they eat it. And then so like when they celebrate their Passover, they're eating the children's human blood. They're criminal people, Jews. I say this openly. I will emphasize it. They are criminal bastards. What kind of bastards are going to make up a story like the Holocaust that would never happen? All this gas chamber stuff is all shit. They're liars.
You know, Bob, probably this is racial prejudice, Bob, maybe, because they know your father was a German scientist.
Well, I'm just telling the facts, you know. You can try and put it in any light you want, but these are the facts.
Uh-huh, okay. So, Bobby, we'll just... Yes, Gene, go ahead. So, Bobby, I'm interested, with this one. Also, you mentioned this game. We're going back to these 60 memorable games. You, with your game with Grosseto. I remember you said, they have this comment, in your original book, you said, like Sukswam, Black has run out of satisfactory pawn moves. But here, as you said, in the Bucksport edition, they wrote down here Zugzwang, and then Black has run right out of satisfactory pawn moves. I mean, is this good English?
No, it's terrible. It's all just rubbish.
Your original comment is better. I mean, to understand, you know.
Yeah, no, this is the way a hillbilly would express it, you know. This is a very low-class English, you know.
Oh, how is that? How come that they try to put you down with your analysis, you know, amplify your analysis or make your analysis incorrect, and then they also somehow blacken your, even your grammars? I mean, how can they do this, you know? I don't understand.
The Jews have this intense hatred toward me, you know, because I beat the Jews in chess. And not only did I beat them, but I exposed the Jews as crooks because they're prearranging their games. You know, I will say this openly right now. Karpov and Kasparov, every single tournament and magic game they have ever played, even before their so-called title matches, every single magic game they have ever played in their entire lives, every single magic tournament game they've ever played in their entire lives was prearranged move by move. There's no doubt about this in my mind. Every single game. I mean, these guys are crooks. These Russian Jew players.
Hey, Bob, you mentioned, this is Romy again, you mentioned something about the Kasparov-Karpov games. If I remember, some years back, you said that you wanted to write a book about it. What happened, Bob?
Well, first of all my file is, I had a huge library of books just on this subject. I had every single game from the 1986 match, which was the first, not the 86, the 84, 85, the first match they played, the first prearranged match they played. I had a huge library on that book. I had every single game annotated from 18 different sources. I had, about 9 or so books on the match, and then I had a whole bunch of magazines which also covered the match. So I had a lot of material on this, which it took me a lot of work to build up. I had it in storage, and I was going to, go back there and get it all after my match. But then they indicted me, the U.S. government indicted me, and I couldn't go back to the States to get my stuff.
Oh, we also, Eugene and I talked about the stocks
also the one in the warehouse, in the storage house. Anyway, Bobby, we'll be back. We're just going for a station break.
The difference on AM is DCSR, Sports Radio 918.
All right, Eugene, go ahead.
Yeah, Bobby.
Bobby?
Yeah.
I just want to finish this, you know, with this first with these 60 memorable games because it's incredible what they did there, you know. I'd like to, you know, you mentioned also, I think this game with, I think with Korchnoi. You know, where they use the word wheels, you know, which you said, you told me usually they don't use, you know, the wheels or whilst.
Whilst.
Yes, rather, the whilst, yeah.
This Batford has used this word whilst over half a dozen times in their forged book. I never used the word whilst once in the genuine edition of my 60 memorable games in the Simon Schuster edition. I never used that. They said, we don't use that word very much in the States anymore. It's, you know, it's almost strictly British nowadays. I never used it once, and they put it in there, having me use it any number of times. They stuck it in my mouth, you know, just to make me sound idiotic, because Americans don't talk like that. It's a very Britishism, you know.
And then also, you mentioned that, but in the book of this Batsford edition, they put here at the back that, you know, I will read this, 60 superb games analyzed thoroughly and honestly by Fisher himself. But it seems that it's not you, you know, in this Batsford edition. I could not recognize you, you know, with all these changes.
Well, they're trying to you know, impute all of their filthy lies and forgeries to me. They're trying to rub it in. It's kind of their way of rubbing it in, you know.
Yeah. And it's incredible, yeah, because you remember you mentioned also one game, I think, with Reshevsky, you know? I think it's game 43. And then in the original book, you said something like after knight to queen 5, which is in algebraic notation, it's knight d4. Then you said something like... in close parentheses, queen king 2 or pawn queen b sub 3, and then you said comma and then pawn queen 5. But you know what they wrote in the Batsford edition? They said after knight d4 and then after this parenthesis, they put the moves queen e2, which is okay, and they said 26 queen f3 instead of c3, you know, or pawn queen b sub 3. They put the move queen f3. That's incredible, no?
That's probably a losing move.
Really? Yeah. Did you look a little bit about this? It could be even a losing move?
Probably quite lost.
So, what, they want to show that you are like a passer, or, you know, even in your, you know, like in your analysis, you are no good analyst.
They're trying to make a fool of me and to discredit me in every... way imaginable, you know?
That's incredible, Bobby. How can they do that?
This is all part of the thing. This is the indictment of me. They say I'm not the world chess champion. They robbed all my stuff in the best storage house in Meek in Pasadena. They have stolen my... They don't pay any royalties for the genuine edition of my 60 memorable games. They come out with a forged edition of my 60 memorable games, which, of course, they also don't pay me for. They've come out with an illegal... forged CD-ROM book, Bobby Fischer Teaches Chess. Now they're stealing my patented timing system, my clock timing system. It's just one thing after another, denying me all my rights, persecuting me, stealing my intellectual property rights, and now robbing my belongings. Also, they came out with an illegal movie called Searching for Bobby Fischer, which just exploited the name for money. It's one ripoff after another, one robbery after another. You know, up until now, they've more or less been satisfied to kind of attack my name, to exploit my name, to violate my rights, to violate my intellectual property rights, to violate my contracts. Now, this is a new level. They're just stealing my belongings. Stuff worth millions, tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions of dollars. They just went stolen.
Okay, we can go back to that, Bobby, but I want to finish to mention more a little bit about these 60 memorable games. I remember you mentioned also that, you know, in your game with Geller, where actually you lost in that game number 58, you said in this original book, you said, "At long last, I saw the point of Geller's clever defense." This is after his 23rd move. Bishop takes bishop, you put exclamation, you said it's a very good move. But you know, it's funny because in the in this passport edition, they wrote down, "At long last, I saw the point of Geller's defense." I don't know, but you sound better here with your original book. You know, like you are like magnanimous, you know, in defeat, kind of. You know, how come they removed this adjective clever? You know, I don't understand.
They don't want me to sound magnanimous. They want people to see me through their eyes. They want to have to give me the image. They want people to see the image of me that they project, not the image that not what I genuinely wrote. You see, they're vicious Jews. They are criminal people.
Incredible, yeah, Bobby. It's incredible the way they changed. I mean, it's unimaginable in my opinion. The changes they made here, and this is really very funny. I mean, in game 60, I remember you mentioned this in game 60 with your game against Stein. I think also Romy, I mentioned this to Romy, and he could not control his laughter, you know, when you said, I think after page, I mean, after number, move number 22, you said here, knight 3 to knight 5. You have the white pieces here, Bobby, and you said here in your original book, "Now the threads are beginning to gel." But, okay, the gel is, you spell it here, J-E-L-L, you know, double L. J as in Jonathan, or as in Joseph, or whatever. Anyway, and then, you know what they put here in, the one, you mentioned this to me. They said, and then here, they put knight FG5, is the move, algebraic move. Anyway, they commented that now the threads are beginning to gel, but you know, G-E-L, G as in, goat.
Gel, that's the pony for Elvis. Bob, but you know all of these, Bob. You know, you are the most written about chess champion of all time. There's so many books written about you. Now that they have started with my memorable games, do you think they will also attempt to discredit the other books about you?
Do I think they will what?
They will also try to discredit you in the other books.
I don't know. What do you mean?
Because there are so many books about you, Bob, not just my 60 memorable games. There are so many books written about you. You are the most written about chess champion of all time. So, do you think they'll also attempt?
They will stop at nothing. They're just unbelievably wicked bastards, criminal people.
Gene. Anyway, Bobby, going back to the gel, I mean, gel here is very much used. It's very much understood here in the Philippines. I don't know in England. But J-E-L-L, it means,
to come together.
Yeah,
to refuse.
To come together or, you know, to work in harmony, you know? Like in basketball here, it is a very much used word, you know, like the players are gelling, you know? But also, it's very well known here, G-E-L. It's like a gel for hair pomade or gelatin, you know? I think the difference is quite obvious, you know? Even one guy here is laughing, you know, because of the change they made, you know? It's a little bit ridiculous, no?
Beyond me, because they're putting this in my mouth, you see?
Then you look funny, you know, because at the back of the book they said it is 60 superb games analyzed thoroughly and honestly by Fischer himself. Only you, Bobby.
Yeah. There you have it. We're dealing with a criminal people. Lying is the Jews' stock and trade. Lying, stealing, and murdering. This is what the Jews specialize in.
Anyway, Bobby, just to end this, about this 60 memorable games, even in this, in the original book, right in the very beginning page, you know, in your original book, you wrote down my 60 memorable games, selected and fully annotated by Bobby Fischer, with introductions to the games by International Grandmaster Larry Evans. Okay, and this is Simon Schuster, New York. And in the Buxford edition, they wrote down, my 60 memorable games, Bobby Fischer, no more than selected and fully annotated. And then with introductions to the games by Larry Evans, you know, no more international grandmaster Larry Evans, you know. And it's quite a difference, no? Just in the beginning alone.
Right. This book, I own the copyright to my 60 memorable games. I own the copyright. And this is a violation of U.S. law, this book, this Bansford edition of my 60 memorable games. But you know, I have 3 copies of the Bansford edition. You know where I got them from? They were mailed to me by my friends from the United States. I needed them because I'm studying the book's children. I'm working on a manuscript. So, the book is openly being sold and advertised in the United States. The U.S. government knows it's completely illegal. But the U.S. government is also controlled by the dirty Jews, and the Jews are out to get me, so they're letting it go.
Yeah, well, this is Romy again, Bob. You know, this looks like a reprint, a very poor quality printing, this one that I have here, with your picture in it, the cover of this 60 Memorable Games by the Buxford. It looks dead in the colors. It's out of this world.
Look, the Jews don't miss a trick. They don't miss a trick. And you know what Napoleon said about the Jews? He said, all the talent of the Jews is concentrated on predatory acts. See? This is their talent.
Okay, Bobby, can I go back to one of your most brilliant games? I think this is one of the best creations that you have. This brilliant surprise that you won in the 63-64 U.S. Championship, where you won all your games, and you won this against Robert Byrne, which was the new Grunfield, and only in 22 moves. This is the game where you used the 2 diagonals, the white and the black squared diagonals. You had a rook on the e-file, and you maneuvered with the knight and sacrificed one knight to destroy the king position. And this was such a very, very complicated and deep conception, Bob. I would like to know, I really wanted to ask you this a long time ago, but it's only now that I will have the opportunity to ask you this. Since this is a very short game with such a sweeping concept, at what point in the game did you conceive of this? And did you think of the grand strategy?
Yeah, before I answer, I just want to mention something that Bansford has gone out of their way to defile this game also in the most vicious way.
Where?
I'll just give you one example. Go to my very last comment of the game.
Last comment of what?
The memorable games.
Go to the very last comment of this game with Robert Byrne.
Okay.
Okay, look in the genuine Simon & Schuster book, okay?
Your last comment here is a bitter disappointment. I've been hoping for, well, this is the final combination, Queen F2, Queen H3, check, 23, King G1, HE1. This is the most brilliant stroke of all in the game. As we read it here, Bobby, Grandmaster Rosolimo and International Master Sherwin were annotating the game, and they couldn't understand, they didn't see the final combination when Byrne finally resigned.
I understand that. But let's go back to my final comment. I said, read the plot, I said,